Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Association Rockstars, where we hear about the journey and insights of amazing association executives and partners who are building the industry of tomorrow. My name is Lowell Applebaum. I'm the CEO of Vistacova. We provide facilitation services to associations in strategy and governance. And it is my pride, joy, and happiness to have with us today Hester Ndoja for CAE. Hester joined the FSAE staff in January 2008. I don't think I knew that it was that far. That was that far back. She was promoted to vice president in May 2015. And most recently, she was announced as the president and CEO. She's a native of Tallahassee. She graduated from Florida State University with a BS in public relations. And after graduation, Hester lived and worked in Florence, Italy for over a year in marketing and promotions. She earned her CAE in 2009. Hester, we're so happy to have you with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm very honored, Lowell. Thanks for inviting me on. And I just wanted to pronounce my last name for everyone. I know it's really tough and everyone always gets it wrong, but it is Hester Ndoja.
Ndoja.
Yeah, you kind of like slur that N and D together.
The best I've gotten for my last name is Applebaum.
Oh my gosh.
Happily,
but so we understand each other.
When I got a 40 under 40 for out in Chicago, I was called up as Lowell Applebaum.
It was
a moment of humor that colleagues in the space have not let me live down.
I love it. So I usually get that Hester, just kind of a blur.
It's important, it's good,
yeah.
So we see the amazing pictures behind you, some of which are of little ones. I have my own pictures of little ones.
Oh, yes.
And I bring it up because, at least in our house, often we have the conversation around superheroes and superpowers. And so I always like to start these conversations with a similar question, which is, you've had a path of growth and leadership that has led you to this moment in time and the professional journey that you're on. What is one of the superpowers, right? Those skills of excellence that you bring to the table that has really aided you on that journey?
Wow. I've thought about that a lot, Lowell. And I would say probably one of my best superpowers, it's multiple really that come together as one, but being a listener, taking it all in, and then trying to be that good connector. So if I'm talking to a member or a sponsor or a vendor and understanding what they're looking for and where they're trying to go and what they're trying to get out of their membership and trying to help them on their path and best lead them or connect them with who they need to speak with or where they need to be. I feel like that is kind of what I do all day, every day. And so I would say that's probably one of my superpowers. And that's probably every association executive's superpower, I have to say, because you kind of have to be that. You're that conduit, you know?
Well, certainly the ones that that grow a community, right? Because within there, you actually identify two, and I want to talk about each of them, right? One is the skill set you're talking about of intentional listening and being able to not just ask a question, but to hear. I'm interested for us to pursue that. And then I want to go to the second one, which is for you to have an intentionally built and robust enough network of peers, colleagues, and partners, right? That you're able to think about, like, who's in sort of the Rolodex in my mind, right? That I'm thinking about. Does anyone know what a Rolodex is anymore? All right. Right.
I know where you're going.
Let's talk about listening
Xerox
first.
Machines, yeah, I get right? It all.
Answering machines.
Yeah.
So let's talk about listening for a moment. The superpower of listening, this idea of being able to ask questions, right, and to really hear what someone says, something you feel like you were born with, something that like that grew in you over the course of your career, like how innate has that skill been to you?
I think I grew into that. Funny enough, like I actually took a course in college called listening.
Really?
And I took it because I was like, oh, this is going to be an easy A. And it really was hard. I mean, the professor was great and taught a lot of skills and, you know, how important it is. And you need it in every aspect of your life, in business and in personal. And, but I definitely, I feel like I've honed those skills over the years. I think a lot of what I have done in my association career is selling, really. I mean, membership, sponsorship, even getting folks to participate and be volunteers, it's all some sort of aspect of selling. And you have to really like get to know the person and resonate with them and understand their background and what they're wanting in order to help them and to help you ultimately. And so I've just sort of honed that skill over the years and just kind of developed it.
Assuming we don't have a rush of association professionals and executives flocking to FSU to all go take this course and listen. And I do think it'd be interesting if like an association gave a course in how to listen better, at least to its l
I think
leadership,
it's one
right?
of those soft skills everybody needs. Like negotiating, listening is
Yes.
a huge part of that. We all need it.
Do you feel like Can you tell us about some of the professional experiences, accomplishments, setbacks that you had, which you feel like further leveraged or grew that skill, right? Like, where did you get the opportunity to really use listening to elevate your career or to refine it and make it deeper and better?
I mean, I've always sort of had to use it. I was a membership director for so many years, and I before, honestly, I lost my memory when I had kids. I like it's gone. But before I had kids, I literally could tell you every single member that we had, their name, some of them, if they had kids, what their kids' name, who their husband was, what they did, where they lived. I mean, it was such a huge part of everything that I did, and I still can pretty much remember most people most of the time. Thank God for badges, but I just need that little reminder. But I think it's just something that I have been utilizing my whole time during while I've always worked in associations. Yeah, I don't know. I do have to say, like, another sort of offshoot of my superpower is the art of the soft sell. And so you have to develop a soft sell. And now I'm gonna like expose myself a little bit, but I love when a non-member or a non-sponsor contacts me and needs something or want some information or whatever it is. And I'm not gonna sell them on it, but I'm gonna give them whatever it is that they're looking for within reason. And hopefully they're gonna feel that, that return, like they're gonna wanna come back. They're like gonna feel that loyalty in that, gosh, wow, FSAE and Hester have given me this. And I'm not even a member. I'm not even a sponsor, but and I do feel like you have to like this is it's almost a little part of listening, like you're giving a little bit and hoping to get something in return. And sometimes it pays off in 5 years or 2 years. It's not instant, but I think that is also sort of a part of the listening is the giving. So
Do you feel like that sort of expert approach to the soft sell, which is not easy. We live in a
right.
time where hard sells don't go over well
Right,
very much
right.
anymore, right? The soft sell, because what you're really talking about there is a little bit of relationship development,
It
right? Like
is.
understanding
Absolutely.
it and building it. Is that something that you've had to, or you think you could teach the staff?
I think so. I mean, everyone on staff laughs at me and says I could sell like sand to somebody who lives in the desert, but definitely, I think, it really does come down to listening and hearing what they're wanting and needing. And giving them that sometimes. And even if it is something that you normally actually sell to somebody, they're in a desperate moment where they need it. And if you can give it to them, they're going to remember that and it will come back to you. But I definitely, I try to share my love of selling with the rest of the staff too.
You're talking about it from the context, it feels like, of one-on-one interactions, which can be really personalized and powerful.
Yeah.
You're the CEO of a whole organization, one of the biggest state societies. How does that apply when you look at sort of the organization of the whole, right? Like, how do you go about trying to listen to like larger needs, right? And to use either some similar or powerful approach to creating value, right? To like leveraging your strength here of listening for like a soft sell to like a group or a whole community.
I mean, one little relationship can build onto multiple, and creating that culture within, which is what FSAE has really tried hard to do in creating an atmosphere of like welcoming and this encouraging environment. We, our membership committee, we've created member ambassadors, and their job is literally to make people feel welcome at events. And so by like encouraging them to do those things that I personally do one-on-one, sit down with a first timer or sit down with a non-member and talk to them about, first of all, why are you here? What do you want to get out of this? Have you thought about joining? This is a great organization, and here's what I've gotten from it. Giving them that personal feel, it can, you just multiply it. Oops, sorry, I just almost knocked over a drink. But I do think that it can be replicated on a large scale. You just have to kind of create that culture within your organization. I do think that, you know, from our board members down to like volunteers, I feel like we have that community created.
You know, you're just, first of all, having been with your community a number of times, almost feels like a surrogate. Like, definitely from a cultural experience standpoint, I think that you all continue to succeed in doing that. I mean, what's interesting is that you're mixing the priorities of culture with the priorities of structure, right? Because, right, you're saying this is what's important for our culture and for our values, but then we create the structures like the membership committee assignments that reinforce that culture. How much would you say like the leadership is involved with the intention of that, right? Is that something that you see that you and the staff are really sort of authoring and doing and bringing to them? Is that a place of partnership conversation with the board in terms of like what we're, right? Like what is the place from sort of the seat you sit in that you see it works best?
It's definitely part of our strategic plan, really, to create that culture of being welcomed, and we want people to feel like they belong, that sense of camaraderie and what is the word? I can't, like, my brain's missing. You know,
Connection
like,
to each other, community.
I mean, that's part of our strategic plan, is to have that kind of environment. And we also want to create that like YOLO kind of feeling, like even if you're not there, you want to be there. And so it, I mean, it, I think it even says YOLO in the strategic plan somewhere.
Of course it does. That's
But
about right.
that welcoming inclusiveness, that's what I wanted, that's what I was trying to say. You know, really having people feel like this is their professional home and it's their professional society. And when they come together, they're coming together with friends and peers, and you know, it's that sense of family almost. And so it definitely is from top to bottom, like what we, and then you know, the staff, we put it to practice, you know, and help implement that.
You know, for someone who's entering or early on in their career in this, an association executive or professional in the world today, you know, if they are going to have a career of growth and success, whether they follow one that is at a single organization and really has like right, been able to grow and climb, or whether it's one where they go from an organization to organization as they find opportunity. You know, as you think about the coming 5, 10 years, 15 years, like where things are going, what would be if you were a mentor to them, like the advice you would give them about what skills to develop or what you think like the qualities are that are going to be necessary in the leaders that our community needs to see for the future?
Customer service. I don't think you can ever go wrong with customer service. You know, the customer's always right within reason, you know. Being friendly. I mean, I know we're in, I'm in the South. Being friendly is like our thing, but I do feel like it opens doors for you. I mean, a thank you note, being polite, having good customer service, following up with what you say you're gonna do. All of those things, they're just kind of, I feel like you can't go wrong. that's kind of a solid,
Yeah.
way to continue in business and to succeed. People are going to remember you. I mean, one thing that we say at FSAE is, it's kind of like, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it.
Yeah.
And it's if you don't come to things and you don't participate and you don't get involved, you're not going to get anything out of it. But I think that is one of the biggest things is get involved, be polite, do have good customer service,
Yeah.
and membership is everyone's business. So I would say that is also a number one thing for every association executive to remember. No matter if you are a meeting planner or the CFO, membership, we would not exist without our members. And everyone needs to always be recruiting and renewing and investing in the members.
Well, I'm guessing in being polite and inclusive and welcoming, right? Like, because no matter any FSA staff I've ever interacted with, it's always been kind and appreciative and welcoming, right? The values really sing through.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'm curious just for your own professional journey, right? As you think about what's next for you in terms of where you want to grow. And I don't mean by position, right? I mean by
Right.
knowledge or skill set or experience. As you think about your own sort of learning journey, where are places in the coming years like you hoping that you're hoping that you're going to develop or you're going to grow?
I don't know. I'm still so early in my CEO-ness, you
Yeah.
know. I
I
will
do
be
like that. I
like
want to coin the phrase CEO-ness. I do like that very much.
it's so crazy. I mean, I've been with FSAE now for like 16 years. And so to
Yeah.
me, it's a little like it's not that different, you know. However, stepping into this role has been a very big change for me. Especially because I'm still sort of doing my old role until we're able to like hire someone. And so I'm still so new in this that I feel like this whole year, everything I do is this new learning experience. And I'm soaking it all in and I'm talking to all these other executive directors and CEOs and just trying to like get as much information and knowledge. And everyone has been so incredibly generous to me. I mean, the phone calls and the emails, just offering anything, like here's my
Yeah.
personal cell. If you ever have a question or you just want, to ask me anything, I mean, it's been such a supporting industry, not only within my own membership, but peers across the country, like my other SAE buddies. I mean, I couldn't do it without them. They're like such have been such a strong help and support to me. That I mean, I want to eventually be that to somebody coming into this world. I want to eventually get to where I can share the knowledge and help them through and say, I've been there and it is hard, but do this and do this. This will help you. And so I'm still so early in my
Yeah.
CEO-ness that I don't know yet. Maybe in a
Huh.
let me think about it.
We'll have to ask you in another year or two and see,
That's
but I'll
right.
say
Yeah, I'll have
that
to come back on.
that would be fun. But I'd say even in your answer,
Part two.
what I love about your answer is that although perhaps it's not the topic that you're identifying at this moment, right? The intentional learning through your network,
Yeah.
right? Through your community, right? That sounds like a great intentionality, which if we think about where we started in terms of like the strengths you bring of listening and connecting to others, right? That's sort of the other bookend of it, of you
Right.
like now externally, like that benefiting you in turn in terms of how you're learning and the journey you're walking.
Yeah.
It's a nice bookend between those two pieces.
It was intentional
Clearly. Time goes by so quickly, so I'll just ask this last question,
Oh,
as we're
gosh.
grateful for your time, which is, as you said, you're just recently into this president and CEO position, and there's so many years ahead and amazing accomplishments that will come, far, far, far ahead in the future. When you've taken another path or you take a step back, What do you hope the legacy is that you're going to leave in the association community for the work that you've done?
You know, that's such a hard question. I just, again, I'm so early in this that I have so many thoughts and directions that I need to like come back in 2 years and ask me that. And I'll have a much more focused answer. Cause I mean, I could go anywhere. Like I really want to write a book one day. I want to, you know, leave FSAE in this incredible place with tons and tons of money and thousands of members. And, you know, I want to have my kids see me be successful and a leader in my, among my peers. I mean, there's so many of those, these types of legacies that I'm thinking about, but I mean, I could do all those, but then, you know, come back in 2 years and I'll
I
tell
think,
you.
I think you will do all those, right? Right. You'll do
Absolutely.
Those. We got the memoir, which I'm going to get an autographed copy to.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh
we
gosh.
Got the we got the trajectory of impact to the.
It'll probably be more like
audiences.
A comedian's memoir. I don't know.
Well, we'll see if the kids help write it or not.
Yeah, there you go.
Hester, it's always a pleasure to be with you, to share
Aww.
Space with you, and to learn from you. So thank
well,
you so
thank
much
you.
For being with us today.
Thank you so much, Lowell. I can't wait to share a beer with you this summer at our beer tasting, and we'll cheers and celebrate all the successes that you're doing as well.
Yes. Well, if everyone's coming to FSAE's annual conference this summer, we'll be having a beer tasting there to raise money. So you should come and enjoy and toast with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you, as always, to Amy Hager, who's been chatting with everyone as we've been talking, and to everyone who tunes in as we talk to amazing rock stars like Hester, who are shaping the association industry of tomorrow. We look forward to the continued conversations. We look forward to seeing everyone next time. Until then, Association Rock on.